Did you see this? God bless him. I have given my life to serve. So said a Utah mayor and father of, get this, 7 killed in Afghanistan. Absolutely heartbreaking. This news broke over the weekend. Oh, I just want to ask you this morning. What is your excuse? No, what's yours? I mean, he could have said, well, you know, I've got 7 kids. I can't fight right now. Well, you know, I've got this mayorship. I can't let my town down. I can't go. And he, you know what? He had a million excuses that would have been perfectly legit, and he didn't take them. And he went anyway. He died for his country. So what's your excuse? Well, I got bad knees. No big deal. There's a war going on here, too. You can sit in your pajamas and fight it. And if we lose this war, the answer to the question, where will I go to be free when the U.S. no longer is, will be nowhere. This is it. This is a corner. We are backed into a corner because for so long we did not fight. There is nowhere. This is the last burning torch of freedom in the world. And I'm telling you what, around the rest of the world, it's going out fast. We are already seeing the Iron Curtain fall down on Europe in terms of free speech. I mean, we are to the point where the European Human Rights Court just ruled that you can't criticize pedophilic underage marriage in the Muslim community in Europe. Woman jailed and fined for that. And that sentence was just upheld by the Europe's highest court. Never mind that it's accurate, that over 1,000 cases of child brides have gone unprosecuted in the last 5 years. And literally anybody willing to say, hey, listen, these are child victims, you're gonna end up in jail. This is Europe, folks. You hear anything like that coming out of Russia? We're told Russia's a big menace, man. That's not the free world. I don't know compared to Europe. This is it, folks. This is it. You can't let the light go out here. You got to fight. So what is your excuse? Father of 7 dies in Afghanistan. Get into the fight. Fully commit. Have the uncomfortable conversations with family and friends who disagree or are uneducated and educate them. If you can turn just one, and we all turn just one, we're going to double the size of our troops. Bug those who agree with us until they go to the polls. I have a lot of mom friends like this. They agree and we're on the same boat. They're not real sophisticated about politics. They're into their lives. They're into their children. Get them to the polls. It's uncomfortable. I know it is. I've had the conversations. Get them there. Bug them until they vote. Volunteer for a campaign. Most importantly, if you want to do one thing right now, in addition to all that, you should volunteer for a campaign and do this in the coming year. But right now, what you can do is share what you know about what's going on in our country on social media in a respectful way. Even if it costs you a job promotion. You know how many people are out there? I get this all the time in my messages. Oh, I love your page. I love your Facebook page and everything you're doing. Thanks for fighting. I can't like it, though, because, you know, my job. What, you might not get a promotion? Might have to get another job. Go get one. There's a lot of them out there now because of what we're doing in this country, because of economic freedom. He had 7 kids. He's dead. He gave his life for his country. Forget your promotion. Forget what they might say at work. Forget what they might say at school. Forget what they might say at your church. Forget what your neighbors might say. Who cares? I go by a different name outside of here. I have to. My kids have gotten flack for what I do. I have fought every adult day of my life for this country. It's cost me a job. I've been there. I'm not asking you to do what I did. I had the highest ratings at WBT. I got fired because some guys from Boston bought the place. And they left the guy who had half the ratings I did. I had a baby and a child and a toddler. That broke us financially. I knew what they thought and I didn't shut up. And it cost me. I've paid too. You can do it too. You'll be okay. I did that at the height of a recession. You'll be okay right now. Get in there and fight. And you know what? Yeah, we're throttled right now on social media. I see this every day. And this is why I need your help. Listen, if you want to do something, okay, with direction, with intent, get on social media every day and share. Share with your friends. Share the stuff you hear here. Share the articles you hear referred to. If it's immigration you're passionate about, share that. Share what you know the best so you can defend your point of view. A real good place to go to watch somebody defend his point of view is Jeff Duncan. Our congressman does a great job of it on Facebook. Share. Take it on the chin. Take the hate. You're going to lose some folks. Maybe they won't show up for Thanksgiving. Fight for this country. What is your excuse? I'm telling you, the best thing you can do is be on social media and be active. If you're not spending some time in Facebook jail a couple of times a year, you're not doing it right. You're not. So say, this is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to take 20 minutes. I'm not going to screw around Facebook. I'm not going to screw around on Instagram. I'm going to find something to educate the people I know, and I'm going to share it. because we're still reaching them that way. I'm going to get in the fight that way. That's how we won the last election. Yeah, we're throttled, but we're not out of the game. If you can reach 100, you're doing a lot. Share with intent. This is the 20 minutes I put aside every day to volunteer. I'm going out there and I'm going to educate. Fight for this country. Think of it as volunteering. Do it daily with purpose. We're not totally shut down yet. You can still educate those who don't fully understand how our individual liberty is under attack. Fight like he did before it's too late. You could do it right now. I know every one of you has, if you've got social media accounts, you surely have somebody in a swing state on there. Just, you know, family, friends, college friends, whoever. Yeah, it's embarrassing. It's hard the first time somebody calls you an idiot. You're not used to it. It's like a muscle. It gets stronger every time you use it. I'm used to being screamed at in public. I'm used to being, you know, having to pay the price. I've paid it before with my kids' teachers. I've paid the price. It's, you know what? And once you do it, you get stronger. You become a stronger person. It's good for you. So, I mean, if this guy, again, 7 kids, Utah mayor, whole life ahead of him, great, great, handsome guy, by all accounts, beloved by everybody who knew him, gave his life in Afghanistan. What is your excuse? Well, I'm afraid. I mean, my win at work. Well, who cares? He's never going to go back to work. If he can fight, you can fight too. Not just comment, not just troll, but fight with purpose. You could do it now. You could do hours of this before the election tomorrow. Go online and turn everybody out who agrees with us. Your brother-in-law who's like, yeah, I agree with that, but doesn't get off the couch. Go kick his rear end. Get him to the polls. Even if he lives in Ohio, tell him to go and to call you back once he did. Yeah, it's a little embarrassing. It's a little uncomfortable, but that's what it takes to save this country. They're doing it. Heck, Facebook and Google are doing it for them in a massive illegal elections law violation. We got to counter them. Do it now.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.